KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.
I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports on KJAN. Most of the regional softball and district baseball action from over the weekend was washed out due to the rain, so there'll be a lot of action on the slate here today. And taking a look at the area schedule, Class 1A, 2A, and 3A regional softball finals were originally on the schedule for Monday night. And here's a look at those area matchups. In Class 1A Region 2, Exira EHK will be at Newell Fonda. In Region 3, Lennox travels to Wayne. In Region 4, Martinsdale St. Mary's is at Southeast Warren. In Class 2A, in Region 2, West Monona plays at Underwood. And in Region 3, Earlham is at I-35. In Class 3A play, in Region 2, MOC Floyd Valley at Atlantic. We'll have that game for you tonight here on KJAN. Pregame will start at about 6:45. And in Region 3, Clark is at Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. All of those games are 7 o'clock starts here tonight with trips to the state tournament on the line. Also in softball play, Class 3A and 4A regional semifinals that were moved from over the weekend will be played with 7 o'clock starts as well. In Class 4A and Region 2, Creston is at Winterset. There was a game there in that region that got completed Saturday. Harlan with 4-3 winner over Denison Schleswig. Kate Hightoff with the walk-off RBI single there for Harlan in that one. In Region 3, Carroll will be at ADM. Also in that region, Bondurant Farrar beat Newton on Saturday 4-0. In Class 5A and Region 1, Sioux City North will be at Fort Dodge. And then on Saturday, Sioux City East beat Councilboss Thomas Jefferson 12-2. And in Region 2, Councilboss Abraham Lincoln will be at Johnston, and Ames is at Southeast Polk. That's 3A and 4A regional semifinal softball. Also, Class 1A and 2A district baseball was washed out over the weekend. All the area matchups were moved to Monday. There was one area game that was suspended and that got started with play on Saturday. Here's a look at the rundown and some of the time adjustments that have been made as well. Some games have been changed for times due to their accompanying softball teams also beginning in action and trying to accommodate that for fans. In Class 1A, in District 10 at Martinsdale St. Mary's, it'll be Mormon Trail facing Southeast Warren at 5, and then Seymour taking on Martinsdale St. Mary's at 7. At Mount Air, Murray will take on Lamoni. That'll be a 6 o'clock game. Wayne and Mount Air will be a 4 o'clock start. Also in District 12 at Coon Rapids Bayard, it will be Madrid taking on Colonesco at 5. Glenn Ralston faces Coon Rapids Bayard at 7. At Ogden, it'll be Earlham facing Collins Maxwell at 5, followed by Baxter and Ogden at 7. In District 13, over in Anita, it'll be Bedford facing Southwest Valley at 5, followed by Griswold and Cam at 7. At Lennox, it'll be East Union facing Lennox at 4 p.m., followed by Orient, Maxburg, and Nottoway Valley at 6. In District 14, at St. Albert, it'll be Riverside and Stanton at 5, and then Essex and St. Albert at 7. At Sydney, East Mills will face Exira EHK at 5, and Fremont Mills will take on Sydney at 7. In District 15, it will be at Neola, Arweva taking on West Harrison at 5, and then IKM Manning facing Tri-Center at 7. At Logan Magnolia, it'll be Audubon facing Woodbine at 5, and then Booyer Valley against Logan Magnolia at 7. In District 16, at Kingsley Pearson, River Valley and Lawton Bronson will play at 5, followed by Whiting and Kingsley Pearson at 7. And then at Woodbury Central, it'll be Westwood facing Akron Westfield at 5, and then West Monona taking on Woodbury Central at 7. And in Class 2A play in District 4 over in Guthrie Center, hosted by ACGC, it'll be West Central Valley facing Southeast Valley at 5, and then ACGC takes on South Central Calhoun at 7. In District 15 at Trainer, it'll be AHSTW and Shenandoah playing at 5. That game was suspended, tied 2-2 in the bottom of the second on Saturday. And then Red Oak will take on Trainer at 7 p.m. In District 16 at OABCIG, it'll be Maple Valley, Anthon, Odo, Charter Oak, Ute facing Missouri Valley at 5. And East Sac County will take on OABCIG at 7. That's a look at your rundown there for all those 1A and 2A district baseball games that are on schedule here tonight as well. So busy night for high school baseball and softball. Again, we'll have that Atlantic matchup in Class 3A Region 2 for this final as they'll take on MOC Floyd Valley. Again, our pregame about 6:45, first pitch on the way at 7 o'clock here tonight. In Major League Baseball, the Cardinals and Cubs were washed out yesterday due to the rain. They'll make that game up as part of a doubleheader now later in the season. Games that did get played yesterday and final in 10 innings was the White Sox beating the Orioles 7-5. Also, the Marlins were 7-4 winners over the Braves. The Phillies beat the Red Sox 5-4. It was the Pirates 6-5 over the Mets. The Blue Jays beat the Rays 3-1. The Reds 3-1 winners over the Brewers. Twins beat the Tigers 12-9. Astros 8-7 winners over the Yankees. The Athletics beat the Rangers 4-1. It was the Giants 3-1 over the Nationals. The Angels beat the Mariners 7-1. Dodgers 7-4 winners over the Diamondbacks. The Rockies 3-1 over the Padres. Also, the Royals and Indians were postponed as well due to the rainfall. St. Louis Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina and Kansas City Royals infielder Whit Merrifield were selected as replacement choices for Tuesday's upcoming Major League Baseball All-Star game there in Denver. Merrifield is the second Royal to be tabbed to the AL's All-Star roster, joining catcher Salvador Perez. Molina will join teammates Nolan Arenado at third base and pitcher Alex Reyes there as well on the roster. And the Major League Baseball draft also started over the weekend. The Cardinals selected right-handed pitcher Michael McGreevy out of the University of California, Santa Barbara, with their first-round choice, the 18th player overall. McGreevy, a San Clemente, California native, pitched three seasons at UC Santa Barbara, going 16-3 with a 2.33 ERA with 194 strikeouts and 31 walks. In the NBA Finals, it was the Milwaukee Bucks getting 41 points and 13 rebounds from Giannis Antetokounmpo, and they picked up a 120-100 win over the Phoenix Suns. Suns still lead that series 2-1. Lucas Glover finished with 5 birdies over his last 7 holes for a 764 and a 2-shot victory on Sunday at the John Deere Classic, ending 244 consecutive starts since he last won at Quail Hollow in May of 2011. And the U.S. Senior Open finished up in Omaha over the weekend as Jim Furyk put his name alongside some of golf's greats on Sunday once he recovered from a rough start in the final round. Making his debut in the event, Furyk closed with a 1-over-71 to become the 8th player to win both the U.S. Open and Senior Open, joining Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Lee Trevino, Billy Casper, Gary Player, Hale Irwin, and Orville Moody. Furyk finished at 7-under-273 at Omaha Country Club and held off Retief Goosen and Mike Weir by 3 strokes. That's a look at sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.